November, it's coming up pretty darn fast, and who's going to be the new president? You know what? We don't know for sure, but there is one thing that we know for certain, and that is that the system as we know it, I'm talking now about the mainstream media, all press, it's collapsed. Journalism has actually collapsed. It ain't like it used to be, and it ain't like it's supposed to be. I mean, this it's unprecedented with regard to what's going on. I mean, you got broadcasters and networks like CBS, NBC, ABC, major newspapers across America and every country in the free world is working very, very hard to keep Trump out of the Oval Office. And again, there's no precedent to this in modern time, foreign time, back time, pick your verbiage. I mean, there's no foreign enemy, no terror group, no native criminal gang that suffers the daily beating that Trump does. I mean, think about that. He gets beat up more than ISIS, more than anyone else in the entire world. The press, journalism, again, as we think we knew it or used to know it, their job, I guess, is to keep him out of the Oval Office, and they lie, they cheat, and they say things that aren't true. Let me bounce over to Canada. You got the Globe and Mail. The Globe and Mail has 3 million viewers a day. Firstly, let me back up and say that 80% of all Canadians think that Trump is a racist and a bad guy. Now back over to the topic here, the Globe and Mail, everybody reads it, it's a national newspaper, and they lie every day. I mean, this is just an example about what's going on in England and Russia and everywhere. I mean, they've been around for 172 years, the Globe and Mail, and here's what they're saying about Trump. I'll get to it here. In the August 13th edition, in particular, the Globe and Mail had a journalist, his name is Adam Radansky, and this piece on the U.S. election goes on to say Mr. Trump is an overly racist candidate. Really? Where are the policemen? Where are the politicians? Better yet, where's his boss? Where's the publisher? Where's the editor? Do you have any proof for that? Nobody has ever, ever heard Trump say, I don't like you because you're black. I don't like you because you're Mexican. He might say, I don't like you because you're stupid, but a lot of white people are stupid too, don't you know? I mean, it's just not nice. He should be fired. Where's Trump when you need him? You're fired. Because it goes on and on. The National Post in Canada recently is the same thing. I had a story on them here recently, double upping on the real estate. You got it. I got it. I got to tell you, I get so wound up with this. I hate to see people lying. It's their job to report the news. But instead, they make stuff up as they go along, and now you get 80% of people in a country that agree with that because they get brainwashed. If you read it, it's gotta be true, right? Conservatives shouldn't be able to be trained. They shouldn't be able to be legislated, but they are legislated, and unfortunately, they are getting trained because of the press in Canada, in England, and all these places. I can only hope that in this modern time, that people see through all of this nonsense and elect Trump, because the things that the press say about him, it's not true. It's just not true. If it was true, go ahead and say it, but have some proof. And they don't. Hey, that's all I got. Come on back here to more. We might have more for you from the right. See ya.